And welcome to your Wednesday. Good morning, Bolito. Hello, North Coast. You're listening to, well, Mike in the Morning coming at you. If you're just tuning in, you are catching the first juicy little interview of the morning right here on Life and Style. And I told you I'd be taking you down the road to a really hot and happening development called Capri Village. What's that all about? Well, I've got a man in the studio who knows all about it. He's going to tell you all about it. Brad Winstanley is in the studio with me this morning. He's the strategic project manager at Devemco Group, the pioneering property development group behind the Salta Sabaya development and the Marine Walk Mall and the Sabaya Coastal Precinct, amongst many other exciting things. Obviously, one of those exciting things is this development called Capri Village, and I'm super excited to lift the lid on this one and to tell you all about it. Welcome to the microphone, Brad. Welcome back, my friend. How are you doing?
How's it, Mark? Great to be back on the show again. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. I love connecting with people that are in the know and can give us an interesting inside perspective on what's good in the hood. And, well, look, for those who don't already know, what is Capri Village and why is it billed as one of the hottest North Coast property investments right now?
So last time I was on the show, Mark, I was telling you about our development in Salta and Marine Walk. Mm. But part of the greater estate, the residential component, there are a number of elements to it. And we saw an opportunity to do something different in that space, and we had to owe that site do it justice.
Yeah.
And Capri Village is the concept of turning the traditional retirement model on its head. We want something that's lifestyle focused, just like your show, that has all the amenities that someone would want in a modern development, that's geographically well located between the North Coast and Umhlanga. Mm-hmm. It's got a big focus on wellness and healthcare. It's pet-friendly, it's open, safe, secure spaces, and it's a place where active over 50s want to be, and we're really excited about it.
Wow, so don't call it a retirement village.
No, we've moved away from, the traditional retirement model, which we'll get into, but yeah, we've positioned it as an active over 50s, but it caters for the whole range, right up to senior citizens.
Amazing. So let's look at what are the key things that people who are looking to buy into a home in their later years, what should they be considering?
So primarily, I think location, geographical location is an important one. As we said, proximity to hubs like Umhlanga and Ballita are important. Mm. Healthcare facilities, broader healthcare facilities like hospitals, etc., specialist care, shopping centers. We've got a Marine Walk shopping center, as we discussed last time, right on the doorstep.
Literally right there.
Right on their doorstep. So it's a mixed-use facility and a precinct, as well as micro locations. And then well-thought-out design, so stepless. We've used materials that are catering for coastal conditions, so low maintenance. They're adaptable for people with disabilities, they're pet-friendly, and they've got private gardens and then all the wellness facilities that we'll get into a little later in the show. And it's well-priced. That's a big thing in this market.
Absolutely.
There's 2, 3, and 4-bedroom homes starting from 2.7 million. And the option, and those are sectional title units, and then the option of building your own home on a freehold site as well. So a lot of flexibility.
That's a key thing, to give people options.
Absolutely.
To make it accessible and to meet them where they're at.
Yes.
A huge amount of boxes being ticked here already.
Yeah.
And let's look at the broader amenities that are available in Capri Village.
So the benefit of this scheme is that it sits in a broader estate. So within the Capri scheme, we've looked at what our residents want. They want a beautiful clubhouse and space that they can relax in. They can, share time with their family. Our operator at the moment is fitting out his facility. We've got a famous Durban operator family who are coming into the space, which we're excited about.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a bowling green, we've got a boulet court, an indoor heated pool, access to a gym facility on the estate. But the bigger thing is to have options that meet the client's needs when they need them. So we've got a healthcare facility, we've got a primary healthcare facility within the estate, and then in-home care, which we'll talk about. But yeah, we feel that we're bringing something to the market that's pretty unique.
Look, I totally agree with you on that one. You're painting quite a picture for us here. And I just want to sort of wind things back a little bit. We mentioned the sort of the traditional perception of the old age home. And this is not that. How is Capri Village, the value proposition, different from the traditional concept of old age homes?
So we've recognized that traditional model that you've spoken about was outdated. We've seen the international trends. People are, firstly, they're living longer with the strides in medical science. They are working longer, so they're economically active. There's a much bigger focus on wellness and healthcare, and for all these reasons, the model needs to change. So we have focused on producing a facility that will cater for people that are looking for all those things.
Yeah.
Care when they need it. Wellness. Amenities that are attributable to a fulfilling and happy life, and something that appeals to a broad market, because it is part of a multi-generational estate. We are part of this greater Salta development. So you get the benefit of having your family close by. We have options on sectional title schemes for young families, and then also freehold land around the corner, all on a greater estate. And we'll talk about some of those amenities that they can tap into. But we feel that having facilities when clients need them is a big kicker for our market.
Absolutely, and a really a key thing to discuss when it comes to the notion of home-based care at Capri Village. What do people need to know?
So the way we've set up the scheme is to have a primary health care service within the actual facility.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically a nursing station that looks at preventative measures, checking blood pressure, all the basic requirements.
Yeah.
But really a proactive approach to wellness rather than reactive. And then the option of care when you need it, where you can subscribe to various levels of home-based care in the comfort of your home, which is a trend we're seeing internationally, and people wanting to, you know, recover post-operation in their home or just for general servicing and wellness.
Brilliant. So, I'm starting to get the picture here that you've really taken an incredibly holistic and thoughtful approach to every aspect of the Capri Village lifestyle. And a very important point to mention is the total care offering at Capri Village. How does this benefit residents?
So it was very important for us to partner with a service provider that had, firstly, a proven track record, but also someone that got us and understood what we were looking to achieve and our clients. So Total Care was a natural choice for us. They have a strong presence in Durban already, and they are able to meet the needs of our clients, we believe, and also they are able to provide our clients with frail care facilities in the area, which is an important one. Particularly if a client's just had an operation, they're needing some really specialist care.
Definitely.
We can tie into those services locally, which is very important for us.
You see, so partnering with the best for the best, obviously.
Well, we've tried.
No, you're succeeding here. And you mentioned this trend of retirement villages situated within bigger residential estates. Yeah. And I'm interested to sort of tease that out and look at the reason behind this trend. How does it influence or impact this idea of multi-generational living?
Yes. So as I said, there's a number of components to the residential part of our state, Salta, Capri being one of them. Salta Village is another sectional title scheme. Mm. As I said, there are younger families. Mount Cotton, which is our freehold sites. And they all form part of this vision for a multi-generational estate. The benefit of having scale is that you can offer a much broader level of services, amenities, and facilities.
Yeah.
It's a 200-hectare site. There's 80 hectares of forest and park, 5 kilometers of walking trail. So everyone gets to benefit from that. There's mountain biking communities that are already forming in the estate because it's live already. Our residents are moving in.
Wow.
There's bird hides. They're scouting routes into the forest. Everyone gets to benefit from this. You know, there's a 1.3-kilometer park there where kids can play, parents can go down, and grandparents can meet their families in the park. So we just saw this vision of bringing a community together on our local estate, but then also an area and in the greater precinct where the local community could come into Marine Walk Shopping Center, have an experience. We've got amazing restaurants, and we've tried to cater for everything that a local community want, as well as our residents, because it effectively becomes like another clubhouse for them in terms of the broader estate.
Man, look, I'm really blown away by the whole vision here. That is, it's not just a vision now, it's a reality. And something like this, a development on this level, of this caliber, really raises the profile of the whole region. It's such a win. And it's so appealing. I can, I'm totally invested already. I just wish I was over 50. but
you can still invest.
There you go. Now, for anyone listening to this, our interested listeners, how can they book a site tour of Capri Village and find out more?
Well, it's an opportune time, Mike, because at the moment our first residents are starting to take handover of their units in Capri. The first phase of 100 units was a sellout.
Sure.
Our second phase is going well, and we've fitted out our clubhouse facility at the moment. It's almost done, and our show house is furnished and complete, so people are coming through for tours. It's a buzz of activity on site.
Now is the time.
Now is the time. And you can get a good sense of the broader estate as well, because our sectional title scheme is largely complete in Salter Village. And our roads are in clubhouse, our main clubhouse with the gym facility and pool and family-friendly facilities is almost complete. So it's a great time for you to come through. You can book a tour on www.saltersabaya.co.za or visit us at the Devemco Realty office, which is in the Marine Walk Shopping Center in the Salter Precinct. So we'd love to take you through for a tour.
Brilliant. You heard it right here on a Wednesday morning on Radio Life and Style. That website, one more time, saltersabaya.co.za. Just simply click on the link for Capri Village to find out more, to get all the contact details. And why don't you take a little drive down the road and see it for yourself. Seeing is believing, and there's never been a better time to be checking out the action at Capri Village. Oh, an active lifestyle waiting for you. And for the active over 50s, I can't think of a more exciting option on the cards right now. The man giving you that information this morning, my special guest, Brad Winstanley, Strategic Project Manager at Devemco Group, the team bringing you Capri Village. And Brad, thanks so much for giving us the full picture on a Wednesday, man. Any last words from your side?
No, we're just looking forward to taking some of you guys through. And Mike, I think it's overdue a tour. We'd like to have you. And thanks for having me on the show again.
It's always exciting to connect with you, my friend. Wishing you a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll chat again really soon.
Nice.
You heard it.
Cheers, 88. Mike.
Bringing you back to the music, right?